yeah, this sounds so much better.
See? Well, that's how you learn, Master Bruce.
Well, gotta figure something out, though. Alright, but that's, you know, at least it's not immediate. We got time to fiddle around. So.
Now you sound like you're in a box.
I'm living in a box. It's a cardboard box.
Not that again.
Why not? Alright. So I suppose we should begin here at some point. Do I need to ask everybody if they're aware they're being recorded again?
No.
Okay, welcome to week 645 of the Crankcast. There's a whole bunch of us here.
Hello.
Hello.
Aloha. So, yeah, what's new?
Oh, nothing. Just working.
We were trying to record with Discord.
Yep.
And, yeah, not quite there yet. We're figuring it out. So then we're back on Skype again this week. If anybody knows how to, A, improve the call quality on Discord, and B, disable the noise suppression, the noise gate, because it gets kind of choppy, please feel free to write. Mike loves reading your emails.
I do.
He's gotten so much better at it than he used to, though.
You make it sound like I couldn't read.
Well, you kind of couldn't at first.
I can read. I don't read out loud a lot.
You just don't speak good.
I don't speak good.
Yeah.
Stop trying to make me.
No, but I'm saying you've gotten much better.
Thank you, Dad.
No problem. Gold star for Mike. Anyway. So I'm trying to figure out. I want to mount my tablet monitor.
Things are getting desperate.
Well, in this new year. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, you can just put a picture on there and then turn it sideways. No, I mean, you know, in this new year of me adding hardware that I've had for a while or making better use of it.
Crank's plotting march towards the singularity.
Well, maybe.
I've replaced my arm this week, guys.
I mean, you know, we all must strive to be as unnatural as possible. It's our goal.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I wanted to on a, you know, like one of those gas spring arms. I wanted to mount my monitor on one of those to kind of. Well, one thing I want to try is I've never really been able to try is to be able to, on the fly, switch it over to portrait mode. Because I think.
Oh, you can do that with a button, can't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, with software, I can change the orientation of the screen, but then I have to physically, like, pick the screen up and figure out how to balance it so it sits in portrait mode correct. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah, I don't know if there's ever going to be an easy way for that.
Physically, it's awkward, but I've seen people do it mounted on arms, because you can just swivel those real easy.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen people switch on the fly to portrait mode by just, you know, turning it, like, and hitting a button to change the software. But, and then, you know, they can work in portrait mode. And I'm curious to try that because, I mean, you know, most of my except for, like, maybe strips like yours where it's horizontal, most comic stuff's portrait, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just thought it'd be kind of neat to try to actually work on a page and sort of more or less be able to see the whole thing at once and not have it be all tiny because my monitor's horizontal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the things I want to try. One of the reasons I want to try mounting it on an arm. Another is just to kind of get it up off the desk so I have a little more desk room, someplace to put my keyboard that's not jammed or way off to the right somewhere or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that. Like, I want to have it on its own support, you know? But I'm trying to figure out how to mount it to my desk without permanently making holes until I'm sure I want to keep it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm not sure there's a good way and actually make it useful. Because I got a fairly big desk. I got one of those old IKEA jerkers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a bitchin' desk, but it's huge, you know? So I can try to mount like use the clamp mount and mount it on the side, but that puts it way off to the side. And I'm not entirely sure the arm's long enough to stretch out to where I need it to without it losing its capability to support it upright, you know?
Yeah, that's the reason I don't have one in general, is because I know people use them and I know they like them, but it feels weird to me that thing is stable.
Yeah, a lot of pictures and video and stuff I've seen of people working with them, they wind up bringing them towards them and kind of half setting them on their laps.
Yeah, and I no matter what, I always see a bounce, and I don't want the thing bouncing.
Yeah. I'm hoping, as I said last week, that could be a problem for me because I tend to rest hard. You know?
Yeah, I do too. I mean, I bear down very hard on stuff. It makes my fingers go numb.
I can't, because, you know, it's not just like handling pencils or leaning on desks or things like that. I do that like tightening jars, tightening screws.
Most people call you pure intensity because of that.
Well, yeah, it's all that rage that I've got built up inside. That's how it expresses itself in my overexertion of things, I guess.
You're pure intensity, that's it.
Yeah. I used to be high intensity, then I got worse.
Now you've achieved pure intensity.
It's true. Unfortunately, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
But I mask it really well, I think. You know, I seem pretty mellow on the outside.
Yeah. Well, thus, people like me who know you, we know.
Yeah.
You're a raging psychopath.
Exactly. I mean, you know, the garden P2 had nothing on me. You know what I'm saying?
I never saw that movie.
Oh, okay. I just actually watched it recently.
Thanks for spoiling it, though.
Dude, you kind of know what the movie... It tells you that in the description of the movie.
Oh, he's the bad guy from the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not like a secret thing?
No.
Like most of the...
I mean, it's sort of a reveal in the first, like, tiny bit of the movie. I mean, most of that movie is just sort of him being a... It's a psycho movie, you know? It's actually a pretty decent psycho movie.
That's the one where... It's like in a parking garage?
Yeah, that's what that means. P2.
Well, yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's the psycho dude traps this lady in a parking garage on Christmas Eve as she's trying to leave to go home.
That's lame.
It sounds lame, which is what caused me to put off watching it for a while.
No, I don't think the concept sounds lame. I think him doing that is lame.
Oh, well, yeah, it is. I mean, well, it's psycho, dude.
That's true. That's a psycho thing to do.
Yeah, I mean... But honestly, it sounded like kind of a lame movie to me, which is what took me so long to watch it. But I saw a review or something of it, and it actually made it sound intriguing. And then I also realized that it was, what's her name, that played Scarlet in Rise of Cobra.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. She was also in Continuum, that TV show, Continuum. But
she's not American, is she?
She's Canadian.
Oh.
Yeah. She's, I don't know, it's Canadian actors are close enough to not be considered Americans, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean...
They've been hiding among us for generations.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Anyway, so I wound up watching it, and it actually turned out to be a pretty good classic, just like, you know, not dumb jump film, like, or shock film or whatever, you know? I mean, it's just a classic, like, somebody goes psycho and inflicts fear and torture on somebody. Type of movie.
Yeah.
Like the way they used to make them, you know? Like Grandma. Like Grandma used to make them.
Like Grandma? When she freaked out.
Well, no, she just made psycho movies. My grandma never freaked out. I mean, you know.
She was a cool witch.
Yeah. Cool witch. She came from the town of Cool Witch.
Where did she come from?
Kentucky.
Oh, Kentucky Witch.
Kentucky Cool Witch.
Kentucky Cool Witch. That's my new band name. Man, it's been a good week for band names.
What else you got?
Oh, I forgot what the one was yesterday. What did I come up with yesterday?
Nirvana.
Nirvana, yeah. I feel like I've heard that before, though.
Yeah. Must not have been that good.
Well, it was going to be Billy Zabka sex scene, and then that changed to Pat Morita sex scene.
Oh.
And then it was something else yesterday, and I can't remember.
Okay. Well, you remember, you let me know.
Sure. I won't, but sure.
Probably not. Did I ever finish talking about the other thing I was talking
Smallville?
About? Oh, hey.
What?
Smallville, by the way. How the hell did I make it to the end of this show?
You son of a bitch. You've said this. I feel like this is, we're in a Mobius strip.
Maybe. I don't know, man. We're like trapped in the forbidden zone. Not the forbidden zone. The
Phantom zone.
Phantom zone.
This is why you keep watching it. You can't remember that you've watched it.
It's all about the crystal castles, man.
How many times did you stick a fork in electric socket before you realized
that I shouldn't watch Smallville?
Yeah. Oh, man. This is why you and Josh are the same person.
They kept making
me. Josh. What?
They kept making me.
They kept making you?
Yeah. So, like, I'm well into season 8 now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Lana was gone. I think I mentioned that. Lana was gone for a while. And then she came back for Chloe's wedding because Chloe was marrying Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Doomsday shows up. And Doomsday...
Doomsday?
Yeah. And as dumb as Doomsday was in the comics, he's dumber in the show. And he's
not dumb in comics, is he?
He was pretty dumb in the comics.
Like, he's just his kinda, character is dumb, or he's just kinda he looks dumb?
He looked kind of... He looked pretty dumb, dude. All these little teeth coming out of his face and stuff, you know?
Oh, does he look like Doomsday?
Yeah.
Or does he just look like a fashion model?
Well, he looks like a fashion model in his day body.
Oh, he has a day body?
Yeah. His evening wear, on the other hand, looks like a teeth face. You know?
He's teeth face?
Yeah.
Does he look like... Is he huge, though?
Yeah, it's a different actor playing the Doomsday, like, in
makeup.
Oh, so
it's not crappy special effects like CGI.
Oh, it's crappy special effects.
It's crappy special effects. Yeah, right. I got that as soon as I said it, but
it's crappy, but it's a real person in real makeup. Like real real prosthetics, you know. Like,
wow.
So it's and you know, I guess they decided to do a Bixby Ferrigno thing with it and have two actors do it so that the Doomsday person could actually be really big, you know, like
let me see what it looks like.
Pretty dumb, dude. He's got teeth all over his face.
Yeah, they tried to make him look like the comic book, didn't they?
Yeah.
He looks like somebody at a comic convention. He looks like somebody cosplaying.
Well, see,
it really does. It looks like
it's the ripped shirt. I guess it's not ripped.
Yeah, pants. He has ripped pants.
Now, here's the thing about context. At a convention...
This looks like a 30-minute challenge on that sci-fi makeup show.
The thing about context is, at a convention, he would look pretty cool.
Yeah, sure. People would get pictures with him.
But, like, on a TV show, he looked kind of dumb. You know?
Oh, man. He looks like the comic book, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so anyway. I mean, there's probably like little differences. I haven't seen Doomsday from the comic in a long time. But yeah, anyway. So Doomsday shows up, right? And kidnaps Chloe because he's in love with her. Right, you know, because...
Was he going to join her sex cult?
Yes, he was, yes.
Oh, wow.
Until she turned into...
It's a Doomsday sex cult now.
Oh, fuck yes. That's what you mean.
Doomsday sex cult? That actually sounds like a band.
I think that was an industrial band from Chicago in the 90s.
Yeah, Doomsday sex cult, yeah.
Yeah, so until Chloe turns into Brainiac.
What?
Yeah. So then Brainiac puts Davis, who is the daywearer of Doomsday... into a crystal chamber in the...
Davis Doomsday?
Yeah. Davis Doomsday. So he
or
puts...
Doomsday Davis.
Puts him in this crystal chamber in the Fortress of Solitude. Why Brainiac's actually in control of the Fortress of Solitude, I'm not sure. But so that he can incubate.
Why is Chloe Brainiac?
Because in the previous season, Brainiac infected her, and for most of this season, that season, or for most of the rest of that season and this season, she had Brainiac-like abilities, which replaced her healing power because it turned out she was a meteor freak.
Wait, why did she have healing powers?
Because she was a meteor freak.
Meteor Freak's a good band name, too.
Yeah.
All those years exposed to... apparently Kryptonite is evil, okay?
They're all... Yeah, they all are 90s bands, but...
Oh, that was another thing. Speaking of Kryptonite being evil, like, the relation between Kryptonite exposure and somebody's powers, like, how they're exposed affects what powers they get, you know, in Smallville universe. We've talked about this before. Like, the one lady who was getting it on while she was exposed to the meteors was turned into a sex goddess or whatever.
It's very similar on the Flash show.
So... they brought Pete back in season 7, towards the end of season 7.
Repeat.
Right, it was a repeat. They brought Pete back, and boy was he bitter, let me tell you that, for one thing.
He was bitter that he was kicked off the show?
Oh, he was bitter that he, you know, well, the character was bitter that he had to, you know, leave because of Clark's secret kind of thing. Even though he was Clark's best friend, you know. Yeah, they really did not handle Pete very well, I think. But anyway, so they brought Pete back, and Pete gains powers. Now, you want to know how Pete gains powers and what those powers are? No, you don't, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Okay. Pete's powers are that he becomes Plastic Man, right?
He's Plastic Man?
Yeah. He becomes Plastic Man. And
wait a minute. Does he actually become Plastic Man? Like, his name is Plastic Man?
I think actually somebody refers to him as Plastic Man at one point, yeah. Like, in an offhand remark, that Smallville way where they just do a wink and a nod, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, Pete's powers are that he becomes Plastic Man by chewing on a piece of gum infected with meteor rock, or infused with meteor rock.
You know what? They would do that in a show today too.
Well, that sounds like something from a really old comic book, but
yeah. I mean, sometimes I don't hate that.
But I'm just saying it's...
I think it's dumb, but I...
It's dumb and goofy, right?
Yeah, it is.
And if the show was supposed to be a comedy, that'd be fine.
No.
But they
They
take it pretty seriously. Like...
Yeah, well, they take them all too seriously.
This is no subtle humor here. This is them being serious, you know? Oh, the topper of this is that it was a cross-promotional tie-in with Stride Gum.
What? No.
Yes.
Now that's the funny part. That's silly.
It was Stride Gum that they were, and they mentioned Stride several times, like Stride Gum.
Yeah. For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
I guess, you know, that's a clever way to tie in media buy-in, I guess, or whatever, you know, like advertising. Yes.
That's the part that makes me think it's funny. Weird.
But yeah. Stride Gum. Turn Pete into Plastic Man. Weird. Lex is off the show. I completely forgot that Lex... I blanked so much of these later seasons out, dude. That's the weirdest thing, all right? You'd think I would remember the latest seasons best, since they were the ones I'd watched most recently.
But, well, if I remember correctly, you were at the state where you just wanted it to be over when you were watching at the original time. So maybe you were just slugging.
Yeah, I think by season 8, that pretty much was the case. Yeah. But yeah, because like, you know, on this rewatch, I remembered a lot of the early stuff, but I'm blanking out whole swaths of this later stuff, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, okay, Lex is gone. Like, he disappeared at the end of season 7 because him and Clark got into a mega battle. And then the Fortress of Solitude collapses around him.
What is an omega battle?
I didn't say omega, I said mega. Mega battle.
Oh, battle.
Essentially, Lex used this evil crystal thing to, you know, destroy the Fortress of Solitude, and he was supposed to be able to control Clark, but it turned out that it just took away Clark's powers. And Clark wound up some, like, Russian gangster's work gang or something like that.
Oh.
Right.
He went through just before he... I wouldn't even be a superhero anymore. I'd be like, geez, that was a hell of 3 years.
Oh, it's been 8 years, dude.
I know, but is he in high school this whole time?
No, he was in high school the first 4 years. He's been out of high school for 4 years now. He's supposed to be in his early 20s now.
Does he go to college?
No, he goes and works for Daily Planet.
Right out of high school.
No, he dithers around a little bit and takes care of the farm and you know, by night goes out and rescues people in the city. But, yeah. Now he's working for the Daily Planet. He sits right across from Lois. Who's...
Oh.
Yeah, anyway, so... Lex has been missing, right?
It's not like how he thinks I'm getting off subject.
Wait, back up. What dumb writer there didn't think it was a good idea for those characters to go to college?
Well, I know.
That's the weird thing.
Go to Metropolis High School or college or something.
Well, that's the weird thing. They were for a minute.
And they were?
Then suddenly they all just decided they weren't going to be in college anymore or something. I don't know, you know? Like...
And he could get, like, an internship at the Daily Planet.
That's what they did with Chloe at first. But then suddenly nobody was in college anymore. I don't really understand it either. But I think they got tired of the school thing. And they were relieved when they got everybody out of high school because they were like, we don't have to deal with schools anymore. And college might have been more strain on their budget than they could handle because they keep repeating, like, stock footage of stuff and... they've only got like a few specific sets that they actually use on the show.
Oh.
That they keep reusing over and over. You know? In fact, I've seen this same morning shot of the Kent farm and the field of cows since season one. They just keep reusing that over and over. And I'm like, man, those cows are dead by now. You know?
How long does a cow live?
Well, I don't know, but they've probably been slaughtered, right? I mean, why do you keep a herd of cows?
No, that's a good point. You know? That's a good point.
You might keep a couple for breeding, but...
Who knows what them Kents are doing?
Well, he's got to practice his heat vision on something, right? I mean.
Oh, weird. That's gross.
Yeah, that was gross. Sorry. That was too far. But, okay, so Lex is missing, right? Now, that happened at the end of Season 7 with the whole battle thing I was talking about. Turns out he was building some sort of... biofusing suit out of alien skin that he was going to put on himself to become superpowered. And
Lex was.
And Lex, I guess from what they're showing is, I think what's his name? The guy that played Lex? Rosenbaum?
Yeah.
I think he left the show at this point. Because when they show Lex, he's all like half his body's burned and he's in some weird tank, you know?
Mm.
And I don't think it's actually Rosenbaum that we're seeing at that point. I think that's a different actor.
Mm.
So, like, I guess the suit was also supposed to save his life and, you know, restore his skin or whatever. But somehow Lana intercepts it. She and Lex are divorced by now. I don't know if I told you that.
I guess I forgot that they were married.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so... Lana somehow intercepts it and she puts the skin on. So now she's wearing alien skin and she's superpowered. But Lex, you know, and her and Clark are happy about this because they're just like doing super sex and stuff, right? But Lex somehow from his tank in the parts unknown manages to trick them. He built the suit to be able to absorb the energy of kryptonite. Partially to be a weapon against Clark, you know? And so he tricks her into having to absorb all the energy from this kryptonite bomb, which permanently makes her unable to touch Clark ever. Or really, realistically, be within like 10 feet of him, you know? So she has to leave. But she's okay with that because she's found her new, you know, goal in life to be a superhero. So she's like a kryptonite lady superhero. Something. She didn't give herself a cool code name yet, so I don't know. But so yeah. Anyway, we also got the you know, the gang from the future with the L rings, Legion.
Legion of superheroes.
Yeah, we got our Legion cameo recently. A couple episodes back, anyway. Which is part of why Clark gets to, you know, be all happy about going on, because he knows he's got a destiny, a future. He's going to be remembered through, you know, thousands of years or whatever. So, yeah, that's kind of where we're at. It's really choppy and really messed up, man. And Doomsday's not even done yet. He's going to come back, and I have to sit through that.
Then why do you make us listen to it? You don't even like it.
You know, part of the reason I do this, Mike, is because I feel like the shared pain helps bond us. Yeah.
I guess it does.
Yeah. So I pretty much think...
Do you consider bonding you giving me a lot of material to make fun of you for?
Well, I mean, you know, if I didn't give you something, you'd make something up, so...
I don't know if that's true, but probably.
At least this way I'm in control of what you're making fun of me for. You see? So, yeah, I don't know. It's... I don't know where Clark's mom went. She just disappeared.
I'm laughing at your... at the amount of surprise you still have at watching a show three times.
This is only the second time I've seen these episodes.
And you're surprised at this happening, and then surprised that you forgot it was bad.
Yeah, I am surprised I forgot it was bad. I mean, it's been 7 years since it went off the air or whatever, but I'm still surprised. I don't know, man. Everybody's gone. I still think the first couple of seasons are pretty solid, though. It was a fun, like, goofy show. If they would have actually had a plan and maybe ended it sooner, then I don't know. I'm still looking forward to Dr. Hawkman. I mean...
Dr. Hawkman, MD?
Yeah, I don't think he's until, like, season 9 or 10, though.
Jesus.
It's after this whole Doomsday shit wraps up, I think. But, man.
Dr. Fate real weird on that, too, wasn't he? He's like a squirrely little dude.
I forgot him. The helmet guy. Yeah.
Helmet guy. Yeah.
Helmet guy and Dr. Hawkman. They hung out for a while. Or something. So, all right. Yeah, anyway, that's Smallville for this week. We probably, realistically, we probably only got like a couple weeks of this left, so.
Just of everything in general.
Doomsday is coming. Yes. Yes. It's true. Doomsday sex cult.
I agree.
Let's talk about something else. Oh, it's that time again. Taxes.
All right.
That's the worst thing to talk about.
But we should talk about taxes because they are fucking horrible. It's like, why are they so bad? They shouldn't be this bad.
I haven't gotten my 1099s, and I'm really upset about that. Shouldn't I have gotten those by now?
Yeah, Mike, shouldn't you have sent me one by now?
I don't need to send you one, do I?
That's up to you. I mean, you paid me money last year to be your friend.
But no, like DC, Marvel, and Tim haven't sent me my 1099s.
Oh, really? I got mine from Tim.
Well...
Does he have your right address? Because he didn't send mine to the right address.
He didn't last year either, and I told him.
Jesus Christ. I got most of the 1099s I was expecting to get. Because honestly, most people don't bother sending them out anyway. And half time, unless I'm waiting on something specific, I just go ahead and file taxes without them and don't worry about it. Yeah. I keep all my deposit slips from... when I get paid from people.
Yeah.
So I keep pretty good track of who paid what anyway, and so far everything's matched up this year. So.
I didn't think I needed to do that, but apparently...
I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess it depends on the dollar amount or if you're claiming it, I guess. If you're claiming it, you need to send me a 1099.
I'm not claiming it.
Well, then you don't need to send me a 1099, I guess. I mean, I have to claim it myself anyway, but you don't need to send me a 1099 if you're not claiming it. So, I don't think. I mean, I'm not a tax guy, so... My basic understanding of things is that, though. Yeah. But, yeah. I did... every year, I say I'm going to keep track of things as I go, like business expenses, purchases, and you know, note on my spreadsheet, like deposits and all that, just as I go along through the year. And every year, I don't do it, and then I get real pissed at myself when I have to go get all this stuff together. Because I'm sitting there staring at a spreadsheet and then staring at all my, like, receipts and crap like that, trying to figure out what I bought where and what I can actually apply to taxes. I'm like, oh, man, motherfucker. It drives me nuts for, like, 2 days. But once I got the spreadsheet together, it's nice, because I just pop it on a USB stick and go take it to my tax guy.
Yeah, I hate this. Now I got to, like, bother an editor or something and say, hey, who do I talk to about this? And I just feel stupid.
Well, you can file without actually having your 1099 in hand if you know what they paid you.
Yeah, but I don't know where any of those things are.
Oh, okay. That's because
I expect a company like DC or Marvel to send me a 1099.
Well, and everybody's supposed to by the end of January.
Yeah.
Well, they're supposed to at least have it sent out by the end of January. I think technically they're supposed to have it to you by the end of January, but as long as the postmark's end of January, they're still legit, you know? But honestly, a lot of places, like I didn't even get my thing from my mortgage company until a couple days ago. And, that, you know, obviously that means they didn't send it out until February, you know. And I'm really hoping, because I had to buy that furnace this year. And last year, my tax guy told me that based on the percentage of whatever space I'm, versus living space in my place that I can count off for taxes for using it as a home office or whatever, that I can also count off percentage of utilities and house repairs, things like, you know, if I had to fix a roof or something. Or in this case, if I had to replace the furnace, I hope. Because if I can actually write off part of having to replace the furnace, that makes that a lot less hurtful. Because you know? Yeah. That was a good chunk of money. But, yeah. I don't know, man. Taxes. What are you going to do with them?
I don't know.
Well, if you're a smart guy like our president, you'll evade them.
You had it in your thing?
Just got it yesterday. For some reason, they sent your old address.
Yeah, that happened last year.
I've updated it 3 times. I don't know. Okay. W9 or something. It did to Jenny, too.
What happened?
Old address.
Oh, there you go. So... That happens, though. I'm just lucky at the point where the my old address still happens to have my parents living there, so I can go pick stuff up.
Yeah.
When it shows up. So that's all right. But yeah, I got to take my stuff to my tax guy today. I was waiting to get last of my things because I looked at my last year's tax reports and they needed scans of like a couple of things that I hadn't gotten yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I was waiting on that, but I finally got all that junk, so I have to take it over to the tax guy. Hopefully it won't take him too long, although I'm running a little late this year, so he's probably already gotten busy. I wonder how many people actually get it done early versus, like, the people that put it off to the last minute.
Well, I would have got mine done.
I try to do them. I don't like to do them in January because I just think that looks funny. That obviously... says that I'm ignoring my 1099s if I do it in January.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to do things like that in case for some reason it makes somebody at the IRS like curious. Mm-hmm. Or it makes a computer algorithm curious, whatever, you know. So I at least wait till February, but I've tried to get them in as early as February as possible. Early in February as possible, rather. So I feel like I'm running a little late already. being post Valentine's Day. Hey, how was your Valentine's Day?
All right. I mean, I didn't do anything. We watched Queer Eye.
That's Valentine's-y, I guess, right?
Well, I mean, we don't really do Valentine's-y stuff.
You dressed Ninja up.
Oh, she did that. That was funny. He likes to dress Ninja up.
Well, let's be fair. He probably likes it, too.
No, he doesn't like anything around his neck. But she put a heart on his butt, too, so that was the funny part.
Ah, oh, Ninja. He had a heart-shaped butt.
He did have a heart-shaped butt.
Yeah. How about everybody else? How was your Valentine's Day?
It was fine.
Good.
I worked until 9 o'clock and had dinner.
Nice. Dinner's good.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, you were signing something or whatever at Challenger yesterday, weren't you, Mike?
Oh, yeah, I was. I did a signing yesterday.
How'd that go?
Yeah, it was a signing.
Jenny
brought her dog by, so that was good.
Right on.
And, yeah. I bought some comics that I probably won't read.
Do they have Doomsday in them?
They do not have Doomsday in them.
I thought maybe for Valentine's Day you picked up a comic with a Doomsday sex cult in it.
Yeah. No. Unless it's called Doomsday Sex Cult, I wouldn't know which one to get.
Oh, that's pretty much any comic with Doomsday, I think. Death of Superman? Death of Superman? Yeah.
There's a sex cult in that?
Oh, it's all about sex.
Nobody told me.
Yeah. So... well, there we go. Another Valentine's Day done. Yay. Don't you have a convention this weekend or something?
No, that's in... I have one next week in Spain.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be gone like all week, right?
I'll be gone Wednesday, probably. Or, yeah, I leave Wednesday night, yeah.
Oh, so we can record next week. Good. But then you'll be gone the next week, won't you?
Yeah, I'll be gone the next week.
You guys are, like, extending it into a trip?
Mm-hmm.
A European vacation, as it were?
Mm-hmm.
Traveling
the... Found out a long time ago. It's a long way down Holiday Road.
Mm-hmm. Taking a trip on the continent.
On the continent, I am.
Well, that'd be neat. Hopefully you'll remember enough of it to tell us about it later.
No.
I mean, that would be good.
I'm just going to totally... I'm going to forget as soon as I leave on purpose.
The eternal sunshine of Mike's mind.
Mm-hmm. They hold one of those... and then black things over my face at the airport.
You don't even need one of those. You just sort of close your eyes and all of a sudden it's past. So. All right. Well, we'll talk about that more later then.
Okie dokie, Smokey.
Okay. Anyway. Oh, he just looks so dumb. Sorry, I'm looking at Doomsday again.
Yeah, he does look real dumb.
Got like
he looks like a dude in a suit, is the thing. He's like one step above a Power Rangers villain.
Yeah. That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
And why does he have teeth sticking out above his eyes? I don't understand.
Well, the guy in the comic had that.
I know. I didn't understand that either. But at least, you know, things in comics look different than they do in real life, you know?
Do they? Well,
yes, because people in tights make perfect sense in comic books.
Mm-hmm.
They look weird in real life, you know?
They do.
I mean, no matter how well built you are as a Superman, you still look stranger in tights than... Well, we don't really see men in tights anymore. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it looks different than in the comic book, even if it looks the same. God, that made no sense at all. But anyway, you know what I'm saying, though. Stuff doesn't translate.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least not literally. I don't know. But, yeah, so, what are we talking about?
Nothing anymore.
Okay. What do we want to talk about?
Oh, I don't know.
Your mom?
Oh, that was mean.
Man, too soon.
Man!
I watched.
How is your mom?
She's doing all right. She had her birthday last week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is she doing okay despite the doggy and stuff?
Well, as pet owners do, they didn't wait terribly long before they went out and got another. You know.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Wow, what did you get? You didn't tell me about that.
Well, I'm still getting used to it.
Yeah? What kind of dog?
It's a little,
Yep. That's weird.
It's a muddy thing. Like,
it's a muddy thing.
It's part border collie.
What is this thing?
Part border collie and part like maybe it's got some terrier or something in it.
Really?
It kind of parts of like if you're looking at it like it's standing there facing you and you're looking down at it from people height. The build and its shoulders and its face a little bit remind me of a Jack Russell.
Uh huh.
But it's definitely got a lot of border collie in it. And it's got one of those, you know, those fan tails that look like rooster tails?
Sort of.
It's got like a rooster tail looking tail. Like real long, thin hair that fans out. Like, But it's a short-haired dog.
Mm-hmm.
And she's only about like a year old, maybe. And she's all like skin and bone. You know, like muscle and bone and... Like, real, like, you touch her and she just feels like she's vibrating.
Like, oh, is she a rescue?
Shelter. She was given up.
That's a rescue.
She was given up with her sibling because apparently the people that owned them didn't have heat anymore, was the reason given.
Oh. Is she nervous?
No, she's just, you know, she's a puppy and she's one of those puppies that's got a lot of energy, you know? Like, that bounces around a lot, like, cause she's when she gets out in the yard, she's just like tearing it up, dude, like crazy all over the place, you know. And she's real friendly. She's a toucher, you know, and she likes to like paws up on you, kind of thing.
That's cool.
She likes getting up in your face and sniffing and licking, kind of thing, you know.
Yeah, that's dogs.
And
I don't like that, but I get it.
Well, Bridget, the one that just passed, she didn't like things in her face, you know, and she didn't like to get up in people's faces. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, until a few years ago, she couldn't stand to get hugged. Like, she didn't like having things around her like that. Didn't like having blankets over her or anything like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And up till a couple years ago, she wouldn't even like let me hug her, like, you know, because she would just squirm out of it. She was a nightmare at the vet. Because she was a big dog, you know, and she didn't like being picked up or touched or anything like that. Like, not touched, but, like, grabbed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Or surrounded or whatever. Things you would have to do to lift a dog, you know? So, yeah, it used to take, like, several people to get her up on a table at the vet, I remember. But again, you know, she was, like, 80-something pounds, so... This dog's, like, God, I can't imagine she's more than 20, you know? Little wiry thing. But her name's Katie, and she seems nice enough, you know. But I don't know, you know, I'm always going to be a visitor to her, I think, kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't live there, you know. I'm not going to cohabitate with her, so I'm always going to be a visitor to her. But I guess that's okay. I'm just still getting used to her. My parents seem to like her, and she gets along with the other dog, so... That's important. Although she's... being the puppy that she is and the other dog being, like, 10, I guess, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
9 or 10 years old. 9 or 10 years old. She wants to do the puppy kind of play that involves biting ears and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the older dog's just not really having it. And she patiently just kind of shrugs her off and keeps going whatever she's doing, you know. But every once in a while she loses it, you know, and just kind of like bites back, but not like playing, you know. So trying to curb the new dog of that before blood's drawn is mm-hmm. kind of, you know, what's going on now, I guess. But what was my point? We were talking about dogs, pets. Oh, you were asking if my mom was okay since the dog passed. So yes, you know, she's doing okay. She misses him. But she enjoyed her birthday. I gave her a bunch of chicken stuff.
What?
My mom,
oh, right.
Yeah.
She likes chicken.
She decorated the kitchen in a chicken motif. Yeah. She likes chicken stuff. I don't know. So I found this neat, like, I found a slide. Because, you know, I like collecting shit like that. Slides and negatives and stuff. So I found a slide of this, somebody had taken at a chicken farm. Yeah, it was a buff, one of those Polish chickens that's got the crazy, you know, Yahoo Serious hair.
Okay.
They're you know, they're big. They're big chickens with that crazy long hair on their heads. And it was a good picture of it. So I took and I had a print made of it, and then I framed it with the negative in the corner, or the slide in the corner. I gave her that, and I gave her, like, some chicken shoes and... just some other chicken stuff. Yeah.
That's so funny.
Chicken stuff, you know. It's all chicken. It's all chicken shit.
Mama likes chickens.
Mama likes chickens.
That's funny.
So, you know, that was good. And we had dinner that night. We had Chinese food. Takeout. But, yeah. So, mom's good.
Good.
Is my point.
Good.
And, I don't know. What else you want to talk about?
I don't really have anything.
Hmm. Does Ryan have any baseball minute stuff?
I don't know.
I'm betting he's got his headphones on because I haven't heard him talking the whole show.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that means
usually he's listening, though, so he's probably maybe pouting.
Well, I figure if he doesn't want to talk, he doesn't want to participate, so. I won't bug him with it. I'm trying to decide if, after this whole Smallville thing's over, I might do a rewatch of Heart of Dixie.
No. Just, no, no, no.
Yeah. I think no. I might do a rewatch of Heart of Dixie and do a running commentary on it.
Nobody wants to hear you talk about shows you've seen and already talked about.
I didn't really talk about Heart. I didn't really.
Yes,
talk
you about did.
What show we talking about?
Heart of Dixie. You did talk about Dixie. Heart of Dixie.
I didn't really talk about it all that much.
Dixie. You did.
I didn't.
The Dixie's hard.
Heart, not hard. Heart.
I have said heart.
Oh, it sounded like hard.
Heart attack, Dixie.
It's a sheer heart attack. How you doing, Sean?
Meh.
Yeah.
Well, good problems, but I don't like these problems.
Stressful.
Where you don't have any work, and then all of a sudden everybody wants you to do things.
Oh yeah.
And it's all for the same week.
Oh yeah.
And I'm bad at saying no.
Oh yeah.
So, cool. Doing good.
Just gotta put your head down and get through it.
And you have me freaked out about taxes, yeah. So now I'm all freaked out. Thanks. Well, thanks a lot.
Sorry. I mean, you got time, you know.
Freaked.
It's not like you gotta do it right now or anything.
I think I do. Freaked.
Well, super freaked.
Super freaky, yeah.
How's the wedding plans coming along, man? Are those stressing you out?
Oh, God.
Why is he doing
this? Oh, Jesus.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Why did you do that on purpose?
We got our rings on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Mine fits.
It's cool. It fits my finger.
That's a good thing.
I'm a 10. I wear a 10, size 10 ring. In case any listeners out there want to buy me a ring.
Well, if they want it, they should have put a ring on it, right?
Yeah. I don't know. Everything else is sort of done. I have to find time to make the invites, and I haven't done that yet, and that's kind of freaking me out.
Oh. You should just hire that out or something.
Yeah, I kind of might, but I don't know. We'll see.
With everything else you got on your plate, that should be the one thing you get to just relax and do, like your wedding.
But really, I just want to go home and play video games.
Fair enough.
I'm really into this game called Fortnite right now.
What's that?
Do you know what PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is?
No.
Okay. So there's a style of game that's become kind of popular. It's like a battle royale style game where you're on an island, and then the zones that you can be in slowly decrease, and you have to find weapons and then kill people.
Okay.
But there's one called Fortnite, and you parachute down onto this island and then have to scramble around, and there's 100 players. I've been pretty obsessed with that lately.
So is it like, are you playing against real people or are they like a
computer? You're playing against 100 other people.
Okay.
So it's pretty fun.
I'm looking at the website now. Epic Games, I guess.
Yeah, Fortnite. The difference with Fortnite is that it has a building aspect. So you have to collect resources like wood or metal or brick or whatever.
Yeah.
And you can build walls and build little forts.
Huh. It looks very cartoony.
Yeah, that one's very cartoony. PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds is like the more realistic version.
Yeah.
And that's the one I really want to play, but that's not on PlayStation 4 yet. It's only on Xbox.
Huh.
So I'm stuck with Fortnite.
So you can make you can make alliances in this game and stuff? You don't have to strictly be against other people?
You can play as groups. So you can either do solo, duos, or squads. And squads are up to like 4 people.
I'm seeing
it. But if you choose that, you're not like up against solo players. Like it's all squads.
Oh, group against group kind of thing.
Yeah. Otherwise, that'd be so hard.
Chaos.
But I'm a very unaggressive player, so I just hide. I just spend lots of time in little rooms, holding and hoping nobody finds me. So I do pretty okay. I can get in top 10, and I've gotten down to 4th place.
Oh.
But I can't break top 3.
I guess unless you were really aggressive, you'd be hard to do that, wouldn't it? I mean,
yeah.
You can't remember, I can't imagine being able to win the game in a passive sense, you know? Like,
you can if you hope the other person fucks up.
Oh.
Because there's a wall, like this, it's called the storm in this one.
Yeah.
And it closes around you. And the farther into the game, the more the storm does damage to you. So if the other player, like, misread something and got stuck in the storm, he could die, and you could end up winning.
Okay, I gotcha. That adds, like, an element of, like, trap to it or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
But it's pretty fun. You can build traps, which is fun.
I'm reading the reason I saw that you could play cooperatively is the most recent patch note thing, or not the most recent, but the second most recent. It's talking about how you can sit around a campfire with people and get healing that way.
Huh. Yeah, that's a new thing.
I kind of like that. Oh. Just being able to sit around a campfire, you know.
Yeah, but you're like scared out of your mind.
That makes sense.
But Yeah, I've been trying to find more people to play with. I played with Crowley a little bit. That's been kind of fun.
You say this is a PS4 thing?
Yeah. It's on PC also, but I don't think they have cross servers.
Oh, the console people can't play with the PC or the home game people or whatever?
I feel like the only game that did that was, what's that little car soccer game?
Oh, what was that called?
Car soccer?
Yeah.
I don't recognize it.
Mm. I forgot. It was such a huge thing.
It's still huge. I can't think of the name of it, though. It's like little teams of cars, and they're playing soccer.
Huh. That actually would be interesting with a giant ball and a bunch of minis.
You know? That's what it is. Except a video game.
I mean, like in real life, though, that'd be pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah.
If you didn't mind damaging the minis.
Anyway, if anybody on here wants to play, hit me up on Twitter.
I'm looking up to see if they can cross play. People can cross play. Play with PS4. Fortnite. I haven't played a game with actual live online players since I used to play what the heck was that one I used to play with Marshall? Not City of Heroes. That was the one we did in the office. But there was a Moo, I think, maybe?
Wasn't it? Oh, Moo. That's a long time
ago. Was it a Korean game?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a Korean game, and it was it was like a questing game, level building and all that. I think it was Moo. But we used to get online and play and, try to complete quests together and stuff like that. But I haven't done anything since then. I mean, that was ages ago. Other people have asked this question.
Yeah, I don't think you can.
No, it says that other people are saying you can. I think. Oh. In the Battle Royale, you can't do.
Oh, normal Fortnite you can, though?
Yeah, I guess normal Fortnite you could do it, but in the Battle Royale you can't.
Gotcha. It wouldn't be fair, honestly, because people with mice. Are so much faster than people with controllers. The balance would be all fucked.
I'm actually getting conflicting information. Some people said they've made it work in the Royal, but then other people are saying that was an accidental thing and they purposely segregated them since. Like that, it. I guess you used to be able to do it at first or something.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, I don't. It would be really. They're so much faster on a mouse. Like, the watching people build and, shoot and aim.
Yeah.
It's so much more efficient, and, it would be so hard.
So is that what you're playing, is the Royale, or?
Yeah, I'm playing Royale.
Gotcha.
I like that competitive thing.
So what's the difference between that and the other versions? Are they, the other versions are, campaign versions?
The other one's more like you're just running around, it's more like a Minecraft, but with guns.
Gotcha. Oh,
it's more.
It's free.
Yeah, it's a free game. That's the other thing that's fun about it.
Maybe I'll try it and see if I can get on and find you. Or something.
I'll find you.
I'll never leave you. I'll find you. I promise.
Yeah. Always hiding behind this waterfall, look for me there.
I got a policy. I got a policy against chasing waterfalls. Sorry.
No, he doesn't go chasing waterfalls. That's one thing I know about Crank.
Yeah,
but I might start streaming when I play.
Really?
Yeah, just for fun.
I remember you did that before once or twice with something else.
Yeah, with Hitman.
Was that what it was? Yeah, it was Hitman.
She had done more of those. You only did like.
Yeah, I want to get better at being able to talk when I'm playing. And it's really hard.
Yeah, look at that thing. Huh. Kind of stuff.
But
what you do is you play through it, and then you go back and watch it and make witty commentary.
Just all voiceover style.
Yeah, it's all edited. You know, I mean, that way you can prepare notes. I mean, you know, if it works for the Rift Tracks guys, it should work for you.
I spent weeks crafting jokes.
By then, everybody's moved on to another game, and they don't care.
Yeah.
Anyway, that sounds cool, man.
It sounds cool, but is it?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds cool. You know?
Yeah, it sounds cool. Sounds pretty cool.
You want to try it, Mike?
I've thought about it. I don't have any games to play right now. But I'm not really. I'm not really that good at that kind of stuff.
You can just hide.
Hide with me! Hide with me.
So we just all hide and talk and then occasionally shoot people.
Just hide with me.
I mean, it sounds like a Friday night or something, right? I mean. Sunday night?
Friday night hiding.
Friday night hiding. We can use Discord and talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Friday night's all right for hiding.
That's what I've heard.
That's my favorite Elton John song.
That's the only Elton John song.
Mm-hmm. It is the only Elton.
Except for Rocket Man.
Rocket Man, which is also about Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people know that.
Oh, and Benny and the Jets. I forgot about that one.
Benny and the Jets is also about Fortnite.
Yep, it's true. They were predictive songs. I mean, he was predicting Fortnite, right? I mean,
he was predicting Fortnite. He's always been on the bleeding edge of video game technology.
That's true. Somehow he just knew. I mean, Elton John was a prophet. I'm talking like he's dead. He's still alive, isn't he?
He's still alive.
Is Bernie Taupin still alive?
I believe so.
Oh, okay. Maybe he was the prophet.
He didn't write all of his songs.
Pretty much, though, didn't he?
Well,
he wrote wrote like all the good ones, right?
Like even the old ones?
I think so.
Really? I didn't know that. I thought he came in around the Disney era.
Oh no, I think he's been working with them like forever.
Well, I didn't. That shows you that I'm stupid.
I don't know. I mean, I'm kidding when I say he wrote all the good ones. I don't know that, but I think he did write a lot of the hits. So. So, anyway, whatever. Video games, fun.
They're pretty good.
We like them.
I like them.
I still, that Resident Evil finally came out, right?
What?
The one in the house, the Resident Evil?
Yeah, I think it came. I bought it, yeah. I never played it.
Oh, okay.
I never played it because I'm afraid to.
I need to.
I've never finished a Resident Evil game.
I still haven't.
I don't know why I haven't learned my lesson.
I still haven't finished that last Resident Evil game I was playing. I stopped playing it like 6 months ago. I'm not sure if I'm ever going to finish.
Wait, which one? 4?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I was playing the. Which one was it?
Because that's the last time I heard of you playing a Resident Evil game, because you bought a GameCube for it.
Oh, no, I never did finish that either, actually.
Yeah.
At least I might have finished that when I played it later on PC, but I don't think I ever actually played it on the game, finished it on the GameCube.
Yeah.
When I was playing it. No, this was one of those Resident Evil. It was one of those ones that they collected later after they did the chapters online. I can't remember what it was called now, but it was like part 2 of the series or something. And it had, like, you were on the same island, but you played different characters that kind of their stories would overlap here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 2 different characters you played. And I was on the second part of it, Barry's. I was playing Barry, where he comes to rescue his daughter.
Okay. This is Silent Hill.
No, that's Resident Evil.
Okay.
Barry's daughter was in the Resident Evil games too. Barry was the big guy with the beard.
Oh.
I think his name was Barry, wasn't it? Anyway.
I don't know.
His daughter and Claire were on the... You saw her when she was younger, like in an earlier game, the daughter. But his daughter and Claire, I think it was Claire, were on this island. They got kidnapped and taken there. And their story was the first part of the game. And so I'm playing the second part of the game, which is his story, which is where he shows up like 6 months later and tries to find him.
Mm-hmm.
And I got stalled playing that because there was this level where there were these invisible Resident Evil things that would just make you real sick, and then they'd show up and you'd have to shoot them. And it was just a pain in the ass after a while. And it was one of those things where I was in a long part of it where there wasn't a convenient save anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I got killed right at the end of this long part.
Oh, I forgot about that with Resident Evil as the save point stuff.
Yeah, I got killed right at the end of this long part, and I knew what to do to get back through it again, but I'm like, that was a lot of fucking work. I don't feel like doing it, so I stopped. But yeah, that was the last Resident Evil I played. But I should probably finish that one of these days. Or at least try to. I need to make more attempts to actually finish some of these games. They just get repetitive, and especially when you have to repeat an entire level because you die at the very end of one or something, you know? Like, it's just frustrating and annoying. And I don't even play on hard or anything. I mean, I play pretty easy because I just want to play, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like doing, like, you know, what do they call it? Horde stuff or castle stuff, you know? Tower defense or whatever, you know? Like, in fact, I generally dislike that when games... Because that happens in Resident Evil, too, where they put on, you know, they get you in a tower defense mode or whatever, and you have to just wholesale slaughter things until you survive. Like, and you can't get past it if you don't have enough stuff, you know, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, eh. I don't like that. It's not my kind of game.
Alright.
And I've been putting off buying a PS4 because I wanted to wait until Last of Us 2 came out.
Well, that's going to be a while, probably.
Yeah, well, that's when I thought that it was coming out, you know, late last year or sometime this year, you know? Now I know it's not coming out until, like, next year or something. I don't know, maybe I'll get a PS4. Move the PS3 into another room and use it as an online connecting thing or play occasional games or something.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I don't even know where I was going with all that, sorry. We were talking about games, and I guess I was just thinking about games. I want to find another, like, you know, I played some pretty cool games last year on computer and stuff, like Inside and stuff like that, you know? Like.
Yeah, that was really good.
And I liked Life is Strange, and I liked, was that other one I played with it was a weird side-scroller where they're on the beach and there's the weird portal into another whatever.
Oh, yeah. I liked and didn't like that.
You told me. I think you told me about that, and that's why I played it.
Yeah.
But I think that was another one where I didn't like the ending, but I liked the game well enough. I liked playing it, you know? Hmm. Oh, and Firewatch. Yeah, I liked Firewatch. I liked playing it anyway. I didn't like the ending, but...
Yeah, same here.
But I enjoy playing it. You know, like, I played some really cool games last year, and I feel like I haven't done anything with games at all. But, I mean, it's still early on this year, but...
Mm-hmm.
I need to find more stuff like that, though, I think, because those games I actually really did enjoy. And that's not saying I don't enjoy, like, the Resident Evil and stuff. I do enjoy playing them while I'm playing them. It's just at a certain point I get burned out, because they're...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They're repetitive and long.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of why, like, I was never really... I could play it for a long time, because I got really good, but, like, games like Galaga and shit like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
After a while, I got tired of playing them, because... All they did was get harder. They were the same game over and over, just harder. Like,
mm-hmm.
So I was never like, you know, I was never like an Asteroids champ or anything like that because I just got bored playing it after a while. But I don't know. My uncle introduced me to video games. He was an Asteroids champ.
Was he?
I think he actually did like local tournaments and shit. That was back in the days when, like, you know, arcade games were, like, new, and there was only two of them, I think. You know? and it was sort of a big deal to be like really good at an arcade game. But yeah, he showed me video games. I am forever indebted.
Yay.
Yay. Hey, do we have any email?
Yeah.
No?
Henrik wrote.
Oh, yeah.
Henrik wrote in. He said, hi, Crank Mike and other Pond fans.
Pond's still frozen.
A minute. I know what he's going to do. Since Crank talked about it last episode, I thought I should clear things up. Scandinavia consists of Denmark, Norway, and Sweden. The three countries that have a lot of similarities in culture and politics, and their languages are similar enough that most people can understand each other. The Nordic countries consist of Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Finland, plus the Faroe Islands and Greenland.
Ah.
Though they are actually part of the Kingdom of Denmark. Those are the official definitions, but nobody will really care if you get them wrong.
So saying Nordic is just narrowing down the broader definition of Scandinavia.
No. Flip that, reverse it.
Okay, Scandinavia is narrowing down the broader definition of Nordic.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do they call the other countries? Just whatever their names are?
What other countries?
Well, if Scandinavia is narrowing down the group of countries from Nordic, what about the countries that get whittled away? Are they just called whatever they're called?
Yeah,
or are are they grouped too? Are they like anti-Scandinavian?
Yeah, they're called anti-Scandinavia. I think that's pretty much it.
Or maybe they're like Scantinavia.
Yeah, that too. You can call them that.
They're small navias.
I think you should call them that.
They might hurt me.
No, I'm pretty sure they'll love it.
I don't think I can trust your advice in this matter.
Sure.
It just doesn't seem... Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
PC talk. Your talk about the old days of computers really brought me back. I got a PC relatively late, but had an Amiga 600 for quite a while. And I was a fan of games like Monkey Island, so I remember the annoyance of having a game split up over 12 floppy disks. I had a friend who had a hard drive for his Amiga, so it was only 10 megabytes or something like that. But the sheer idea that you could just start a game without using floppy disks amazed me. That is all for this week. Keep up the good podcasting. Henrik from Denmark. P.S. Crank, please feed the fish. Hashtag Pondgate. P.P.S. Hi, Dave. I will not be attending the Crankcast live show despite the star-studded lineup, but I will try to call in during the next 24-hour podcast. PPPS, while I have no desire ever to watch Smallville again, I still think the theme song is pretty good.
Yeah, it grows on you. It's a catchy song. I'm trying to remember. I think my first hard drive was like 10 megabytes or something, 6 megabytes. It was something ridiculous, you know, like thinking about it now. Especially yeah. Considering it was still like the same size or bigger than a hard drive now.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely bigger than like a notebook laptop drive. Or, you know, mm-hmm. But I think it was like the same size or bigger than an IDE drive now.
Mm-hmm.
And my first real PC was something that, you know, wouldn't even handle Windows 3.1. I think I used DOS in it. And ran programs straight from DOS, but the first computer I got that was actually powerful enough to do anything besides, you know, basic stuff, I built out of spare parts I got from friends.
Really?
Yeah, I just kind of cobbled it together out of cast-offs, you know, when people would upgrade and stuff like that.
How old were you?
Oh, I was late teens, early 20s. I didn't actually do that until I was out of school.
Hmm.
But, yeah, that was my first computer was a Frankenstein, you know,
mm-hmm.
Or Frankenstein, if you prefer.
Yeah. I love that brand.
Yeah. Well, it was Frankenstein's computer.
Yes, the computer is, Frankenstein, that makes you Frankenstein.
Stein, yes.
Decide what you're going to call it.
Frankenstein. But yeah, I'm trying to remember like those. You know, I had like a TI when I was a kid. I don't think
that's, is that what that is?
Yeah, it was all like self-contained in its own little console, you know, with a keyboard.
Yeah.
And you could plug in cartridges and stuff to it. But I don't think I got much beyond some really super basic programming with it.
We had an Apple IIc.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have a computer again until I was in college, and it was like a Packard Bell 486.
Yeah, I think my first one was like a 286 or something. DX.
Yeah.
I think it was a DX.
So, and after that, I was like, why do I have this PC? This is not going to do anything for me. Okay, forgot what I got. Like some kind of Apple Quadra or something like that.
I didn't actually see an Apple until I got in high school.
No.
Because all the stuff, we had computers in, you know, computer class and when I was in grade school and stuff like that, which was actually, that was when I was in Catholic school. We had a computer class, which I guess is pretty impressive considering that was like 1980 something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember playing Oregon Trail and stuff like that, and Taipan. I remember that too.
Taipan, really?
Yeah. That was like a trading game.
Yeah. Is it based on the movie?
Oh, the made for TV thing.
With the guy from Cocktail in it.
I don't know.
Ryan Brown.
I don't think so, because that was more of a drama romance thing, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, no, the Taipan game was basically...
He saved them all from that storm, you remember?
I don't really remember it. No.
I remember Taipan. No. Yeah, you're a big fan. I could tell.
Shogun. I really like Shogun.
Yeah, Shogun, she died. He couldn't protect her.
Yeah. You watched all these.
Was Shogun the one with Remington Steele?
No, that was Richard Chamberlain.
Right.
But... Yeah, they ninja poisoned her. Remember that? They poisoned her the way they did that in James Bond with the ninja string and the poison.
Oh.
You don't remember that?
No, you remember these.
You're a big, huge fan. I'm waiting for the Shogun cast.
Maybe I'll go back and rewatch it because it's been a long time. Then we can talk about Shogun.
Shogun.
Finally, we can talk about the Shogun cast that we've all been waiting for and quite frankly deserved.
Shonuff.
Well, the Shonuff cast. You couldn't have a whole podcast about The Last Dragon.
You couldn't?
No, you couldn't. Because, I mean, everything you can say about it is like maybe 3 hours at the most.
Glow, Shonuff, that's about it.
Yeah, Glow, Shonuff, Dymac.
Yeah. We're done.
His little brother's dead now.
So done.
Director your pizza to Daddy Green's Pizza.
Alrighty. Yeah, your memory's a lot better than mine.
No, it's not.
You remember a lot more of the stuff than I do.
The shitty stuff? Yeah, maybe.
Anyway,
I don't know things.
I remember my friend Brian when we were growing up. He had a... What the heck? I think it was an Atari thing of some sort. No, not an Atari. Oh, it was a VIC-20. He had a VIC-20 in his house when we were growing up. And it had a cassette tape drive.
Oh, I had one of those.
Yeah. And you could load shit or save shit to it or whatever. And then if you played that in a regular stereo, it just sounded terrible. It was like listening to industrial music or something. It was all bleeps and blips.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of the bleeps and blips.
Yeah. E-pop or ga-ah. That's what I'm saying, you know?
It's still not as good as Billy Zabka's sex scene as far as the name goes.
No. I suppose not. Anyway. Yeah. The way people used to have to store media, though, that's we're so much better off now. You know? Just so much better off. because not only is it smaller and more convenient, it's less volatile.
Mm-hmm.
Floppies were prone to getting shit on them, dust on them, crap like that, or like just getting messed up in different ways.
Or getting folded in half.
Well, the big ones, the five inch ones, they get creased a lot, dude.
Let me tell you something. A lot of people get killed over those big giant floppy disks in the movies I've been watching lately.
Because all you had to do was bend them.
No, there's just a lot of people, a lot of secrets on these big ass floppy disks.
You know what's sad, dude? There couldn't have been that much secrets on them. They didn't hold that much data.
I know, right?
I guess if it was like in a compressed text format or something.
Andy Sidaris definitely thought there was a lot of shit on those floppy disks.
Well, maybe there was. Maybe it was all about him.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Those big floppies were pretty fragile. I still got a couple of those that are Mac games. I think, Leather Goddesses of Phobos and Loom. I've still got those. But they're on, you know, 5 1/4 or whatever they were. 5 1/4 discs. So I don't even know if they'll still load or not. I wonder if somebody would buy them. They're still in the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Anyway. All right. Well, thanks for writing, Henrik.
Yep, that's it.
Well, we appreciate it. Mike likes it.
I wouldn't say I like it, but I appreciate it, yes. I appreciate that people actually write in, even if it is the same three people every week.
See, now
that means they like us.
Now you're quibbling.
I'm not quibbling.
Equivocating?
No, I'm qualifying. I don't want to make it sound like I think we're famous. I realize that there's only three people that are listening.
Okay. Well, anyway, thanks. We appreciate it.
I do.
And let's see. I guess that's it. Oh, wait a minute. Yesterday was Wednesday, so I almost forgot about stuff. What's in stores this week? I think there's like a curse words or something.
There is a curse words. There is a Mr. Miracle director's cut that I have a story in. There's probably a Tim book, but I don't know what it is.
I am scrolling down the list of things.
Probably a Green Lanterns, I'm guessing.
Green Lanterns. I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet. What can you tell me about these dark Batmans?
I can tell you that they're dark.
Yeah.
And they're Batman.
Is this like an alternate universe sort of thing?
Don't know. They're very metal.
They're from metal.
They're from what?
Metal.
That's what I'm saying. Is metal like in a dark universe thing? Or an alternate universe thing?
No, I think it's a actual universe thing.
I think they're forged from metal.
They're forged from metal.
Well, this is all just weird.
They're metal Batman.
I don't understand any of this.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's right.
Speaking of Batman, they've got some sort of thing out this week that's called Batman Secrets. It's the Sam Keith Gallery Edition.
Secrets.
Now, cool as that is, being Sam Keith and all, the impressive thing is that it's $125.
Why was Brick just here from?
Secrets.
Secrets.
I don't see a Green Lantern. Oh, no, there's a Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps.
Is that? No, that's not that.
That's a different thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see a... Was Tim writing Volume 7 of Nightwing? Because there's...
Does it have his name on it?
I'd have to go actually look at the sale page for that.
You son of a bitch.
I don't know. Oh, no, that's Chuck Dixon.
That is not Tim. That's the anti-Tim.
Oh, so Tim
is certainly no Chuck Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see a Green Lanterns. Oh, Dynamite. Barbarella number 3 is in stores this week. And Hackslash versus Vampirella number 5 of 5. The finale of that mini is also in stores. That's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I lettered both of those, by the way. In case I didn't make that clear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Curse Words, number 11. Yeah. Yeah, okay, so that's in stores.
Yeah, we said that. I told you there is a curse word.
But we didn't say that cover B is a Tula Lote cover.
Oh, no, we did not.
Yeah, cover B, Tula Lote, huh?
Return of curse words.
Oh, hey, another mage is in stores. Did you get that this week?
I will.
Yeah, number 6. Marvel, what'd you say you had out?
And Marvel? Nothing.
Oh.
I had a Mr. Miracle story that I did.
Oh, that's DC, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha. I was thinking Miracle. I don't know why I was thinking Mr. Miracle was Marvel.
You were thinking the Disney movie Miracle about the 1984 U.S. hockey team.
No.
Dr. Kurt Russell.
No.
And that dude that played the EMT on ER for a while.
Nope.
Oh. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what you were thinking.
Hey, I didn't know this actually got listed. There's a book I lettered a while back called Chasing Hitler.
Oh, yeah, I did a cover for that.
Oh, okay. Issue number 3 is in stores this week. That's on a Red 5. I don't know if the label matters to anybody, but... So, yeah. Anyway, sorry. That was the one that was... Jainitz's niece, is what I was trying to say.
Jainitz. He's Jainitz-y.
Zamitz!
Zamitz!
Jainitz! Yeah, Jainitz's niece. Damn it!
Jainitz's niece.
That's hard to say. Jainitz's niece. Yes. So, anyway, and Jethro Morales and, and her name's Haley Nitz. Sorry, not the totally non-identifier. Haley Nitz, Jethro Morales, and, Marie Anger was on colors.
I know that name.
Marie Anger? She's a colorist. She's from St. Louis.
Where else? What else has she done that I know of?
She does her own stuff. She does... I'm trying to think. Hold on. I'm trying to think of what you'd know. And I'm having problems thinking of anything. Sorry. I don't read a lot of new comics, man.
Neither do I. That's why I bought some last night. I don't even know if they're new. I know there's some of them aren't new.
Oh, I was going to have you pick me up something. I forgot.
Sorry.
Well, he's got to go back to get that new mage anyway, so...
Mm.
You know.
I need that new mage smell.
Yeah. New mage. She was working on Regression with Cullen Bunn and Danny Lambert. That's not,
maybe that's... I've never heard of Regression, so I don't...
I'm trying to think. I can't remember.
He says she does a webcomic?
She letters stuff, too.
Hmm.
Oh, she does she's got just completed a Kickstarter thing that was, had something to do with the old Nosferatu, a comic adaptation or something like that. She's got a pretty distinctive art style, tends to work in, a limited palette, on her own stuff, but it's all, Dayglo looking, you know, kind of thing.
Mm.
It's good stuff. That's all I'm saying.
I believe you.
I'm just saying, man. It's good stuff, all right?
Oh my God, Crank!
Get off my back,
Crank!
Off my back! Crank. You're not my dad,
Crank.
I learned it from listening to you. Okay, so I think that's it for this week.
Okay.
You can reach us at crankcast.com, crankcast@gmail.com. I say that in case anybody just accidentally stumbled across this podcast somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's website is IHateMike.com. You can find Battlepug stuff at Battlepug.com.
Mm-hmm.
Sean's is AndThankYouForFlying.com. I'm sort of at a loss at this point, so I'm just going to stop. except for saying, hey, have a good weekend. We'll see you all next week.
Yeah, you will.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bad bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.